This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. That foggy drive home tonight, the conditions around Colorado Springs deteriorating. We have moisture moving in, and that means that it could be slick in the morning, says Storm Tracker 13 Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews.
Has another round of colds and snow on the way for the next 36 hours. Out of this rain will change over to snow overnight tonight. Light accumulations on grassy surfaces, but even higher terrain locations could get a little slick by Friday morning's commute, especially towards northern areas of El Paso County and the Palmer Divide and the Sangre de Cristos. Off and on snow showers through the day on Friday and another round on Saturday, finally getting more sunshine by Sunday.
Mary says anywhere between 3 and 4 inches out here in the Falcon area tomorrow. Be sure to listen to KRDO's morning news to find out the latest if there's any traffic delays or any school delays because of the weather. Mary says another shot of snow moves in by next Monday night. A judge is sentencing a Fountain man to life in prison for the murder of his wife. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has more.
Donnell Bradley was found guilty of first-degree murder yesterday in the death of Jeanette Ellingson. Ellingson was beaten to death in their shared home in 2019. Bradley called 911 and told dispatchers that he had found his wife unconscious in the shower. An autopsy showed Ellingson had suffered multiple broken bones, and her blood was found on the walls and in other places in the home. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Neither Weld nor Elbert County will have their own COVID-19 restrictions when the state's dial expires, according to statements from both the respective governments released today. According to the statement from Weld County commissioners, the county will be focused on promoting the importance of personal responsibility when it comes to individuals and businesses making the decision that's best addressing the needs of the health-related concerns for their customers. Closer to home, Colorado Springs Mayor John Suther says there are no plans to put coronavirus restrictions in place starting tomorrow unless he's asked to do so by healthcare providers.
If we have a spike in hospitalizations and the hospitals say to me, we're concerned about our hospital capacities, then we could reinstate some restrictions. But absent that, I don't see any restrictions on the local level.
Douglas County has decided to fully reopen starting tomorrow, making it clear it will not join neighboring counties who plan to continue precautions, such as Denver, Boulder, Broomfield, Jefferson, Adams, Arapahoe counties have all opted in on a joint plan to share guidelines after the Friday transition. They plan to phase out the dial restrictions, but their target date sits closer to the end of summer. 4,000 people are frustrated and scrambling to find appointments to get revaccinated after receiving their first dose from Dr. MoMA's Health and Wellness Center in Colorado Springs. The clinic had their vaccine doses seized by the state, and a state and county investigation was launched. Carl Lewis is one of those impacted.
It's a disaster, honestly. Like, the fact that this happened to me and 4,000 other people is kind of insane. What is getting three doses going to do to me? Is that going to give me a lot of side effects?
El Paso County Public Health says the investigation was called for as people who were being vaccinated alerted them for unlabeled pre-drawn syringes and being stored improperly, improper cold use storage, and lack of COVID-19 prevention measures like masking and social distancing. With millions more Americans getting vaccinated every day, some have complained about fever, fatigue, and other ailments that they were not expecting. But don't panic. Doctors say the side effects from COVID-19 vaccines won't last long, and they're actually proof that your immune system is working the way it's supposed to be. And Teller County officials say they won't set local COVID-19 restrictions. State rules are set to expire tomorrow.
A few rain showers are likely for Colorado Springs, parts of Pueblo and the Eastern Plains. Really through the afternoon hours, a few embedded rumbles of thunder. Not far off from the possibility, but a lot of this moisture changes over to snow overnight tonight. Or 1 to 2 inches of accumulations will be likely on grassy surfaces. No widespread road impacts expected for early Friday morning, but we will have some pretty dreary and foggy conditions yet again. So kick on those low beams and take it slow on the way to work. We'll have some off and on snow showers through the day on Friday. Very strong winds, gusts close to 50 miles per hour. so cold and blustery to end the work week with temperatures only in the 30s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.